Certainly, it is an interesting time for weather right now in central Illinois, April 20th, and we're getting snow. And it's still snowing, and some of it has stuck. And what in the world is that all about? All right, it's The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. The verdict is actually being read right now on the George Floyd case, and I saw guilty there, but Derek, I didn't get a chance because I can only see the top part of the TV to understand fully, but we'll try to figure out exactly what is happening there in the world of news. Obviously, that's a big thing in the United States going on right now, so we'll obviously, if we find out, let you know on that.
He is guilty on all counts.
Guilty on all counts, okay. So
that's a lot of jail time.
That is a ton.
I know, of course, the concern was whether or not, I don't understand the difference between the murder one, the murder two, and the manslaughter. Well,
I think manslaughter is you had to mean to do it.
Right.
So, and if they found him guilty for that, that was one that a lot of people didn't know if they could prove that he meant to do that to George Floyd. So, but I'm over my skis here when it comes to that kind of stuff. So I better dial it back. But of course, they won't do the sentencing today. But that will be done. But certainly that is the case. And of course, all eyes now on Minneapolis and really a lot of cities in terms of seeing what was going to happen with the verdict and what would happen then in the United States with regards to rioting and that kind of stuff. So obviously we were waiting for that. That has been announced, and we'll see what happens as we go along. All right, we're going to be off early today again for Cardinals baseball. Cardinals and Nats, the Cardinals did what they do, Derek, yesterday. They decided to hit 5 home runs. DeJong hits 2, including a grand slam. They score, 12 runs, which means they'll get, 1 today? 1 tonight? Is that about right? Yeah, I know.
That seems to be how it's going.
It kind of seems
that
way.
Very inconsistent.
And then Trevor, to make it even here, all I've read today on ESPN is all about how the Cubs can't hit. Jesse Rogers had an article about it. Now ESPN, On the main page of ESPN on Major League Baseball, it is how one simple pitch is causing the Cubs' historic offensive struggles.
Wow, one simple pitch.
One simple pitch.
Hey, that's it. We've solved it.
That's a heck of a tease, because now I can't wait to read that article.
Is the pitch a baseball?
I don't know. Maybe Jeff Albert is coaching the Cubs as well. That's terrible.
The Cubs are top 3 in the league in home runs.
Mm.
And I one of those stats, it's basically how hard you hit the ball out. So essentially, they smack the ball, and then they're last in the league in strikeout percentage, or I guess first in the league.
Wow.
However you want to frame it to where they're the worst in strikeout percentage, swing and miss rate. Essentially, they are literally hitting a home run or striking out almost every time they're at bat.
That's crazy. I mean, that's just crazy. That I guess your whip against the Cubs would be pretty good, probably. Because that isn't that with getting runners on scoring
and
on base?
7 for their last 80-something with runners in scoring position.
Unbelievable.
Which is like .064.
I hope that what we're talking about now, that in like 2 months, we're all like, you remember back when the Cubs couldn't hit and the Cardinals would score 12 one day and not the next? I hope that's all said and done and the Cardinals and Cubs are making their way up the NL Central standings. But we'll see how that plays out. Pipes did wear his Cardinals hat today. I appreciate the support on that end, no doubt. All right, last night we had a football game. We had a football game
you
at Memorial
there.
Stadium, and I was there.
Did we, though?
Yeah. You know, somebody asked me today, they're like, why didn't they try to make it a little more fair with regards to the starters versus maybe basically the second and third team of Illinois? But, you know, if I'm Brett Bielema, Derek, I am kind of wanting to get as much confidence with my team as I can. Now, I know that doesn't do much for your second team and the depth, et cetera, but there were a lot of injuries or guys that were held out of that game. I know there were a bunch, Jamal Woods and guys like that, that were just standing right in front of me. I was sitting close to about the 30-yard line there on the east side, but certainly you wanted to boost some confidence. I think Brett Bielema, who pushed the Big Ten Network to show this game, I think he wanted to kind of show off a little bit of a cool style that other recruits out there could look at and say, you know what, wow, that team put up 60 points or whatever, 65-15 the final there. So I think in that regard, I guess it's in a way good that your starters pounded your backups, right? I mean, I'd rather have that happen than a 28-27 game, I guess.
Yeah, I certainly understand that. And in terms of football, I mean, you're operating as a unit.
Yeah.
So your ones are used to working together and having that chemistry. So I understand why you would want them to go against another, whatever you got left, essentially,
exactly.
in your backups. And look, you didn't tune in to see a competitive football game.
Correct.
You tuned in to see what Illinois has and to have some excitement for it to be a show for the fans, for those that were in attendance, for those watching on TV, and maybe if some recruits were having any interest. So just to get a gauge of what they're trying to run. No, we didn't expect to get much defensively as far as scheme, and they held true to their word and that they weren't going to show a whole lot.
Yep.
But we did get an idea of some of what they were doing offensively. They did spread it out quite a bit and let Brandon Peters make a lot of throws, which I thought he looked pretty good. Not too much as far as conclusions that you draw from that performance, but it was fun to see him, fun to see Luke Ford. We can talk about him, made a couple of plays, and it was just a taste of what's coming, and hey, it was some football.
Amen, right? And I should have done this a little bit better, where I gave you a little bit of on-the-ground kind of coverage from Memorial Stadium. Number one, I'll tell you this, it was freezing. It was so cold, and I have been, as a lot of us have, in Memorial Stadium when it's cold. So certainly, we are used to that, but I'm not used to that in April, so my body was not just ready for that kind of stuff. But everybody around me obviously bundled up. So that was one thing, that it was stinking cold. The other thing, I really did like the way Brandon Peters looked. I thought he threw with precision. I thought he threw with confidence. I feel like he ran that offense with confidence. The third thought would be, I think this offensive line, Derek, is going to be really good. And it could be a game changer for this team in terms of winning either 6 or 7, let's say, or 7 or 8, or 5 or 6, however we want to play it. I'm sure Vegas will have us about 3.5, and they're hardly ever wrong, which really drives me nuts. But that offensive line, with the idea that, I mean, Blake Jarisotti looks the part. Julian Pearl, who filled in last year, looks the part. Of course, you were playing without Alex Palchewski. The funny thing that I thought was when the offensive line would come and sit, and I'm sure this happens more often, I just sit in the horseshoe so I don't see it up front. When they would sit on the bench, they sit in order. Left tackle, left guard, center, right guard, right tackle. I just thought that was funny. Another guy that impressed me was Filstrom, who was the converted tight end that saw some action last year. I think he is good. And, of course, you've got guys that are injured on this team that could very well play into that offensive line. I think right now Kramer is set at center. I don't think there's any doubt there. And I'm pretty sure that Verdarian Lowe, obviously, at left tackle, and on right tackle would be Alex Palchewski. And now the rest are battling for that guard spot. I feel like Jarisotti has a little bit of a leg up with regards to at least one of those. And I think last night he was playing left guard. And then you've got guys like Julian Pearl and others that could battle for that right guard spot. But I was very impressed with that. The other unit that I was impressed with, and when I say that, it's not so much on the field, although I think that unit offensively did some good things, as all three running backs ran for big yards. They all three scored, the main running backs, that is. The defensive line, with Owen Carney, of course, Roderick Perry did not play. Jamal Woods is hurt. He did not play. But Isaiah Gay and
Owen Carney,
thank you, were really good. And Owen Carney was ridiculous. I think 2.5 tackles for loss. I think he had at least one sack. Of course, they could only touch the quarterback. But those guys look like men. And, Derek, they should, right? They're seniors. I mean, they're 22, 23-year-old guys. And when you're talking about maybe going against some of the other guys in the Big Ten that are 19, 20 years old, I think Illinois will have a little bit of an advantage there. But I certainly, and I loved the comments after the game from the defensive line, like Owen Carney and such. I think this group has a lot of confidence in themselves. And I think they are ready to prove that they can be a group to be reckoned with. 2 years ago, that was a pretty good defensive line. Last year, This year, coming in, I really fully expect that defensive line to be pretty good.
You'd hope so.
Yeah, you hope.
And you do have reasons for confidence in that you have experience, and that we've talked a lot about Owen Carney with the sacks he was able to have last year and took that step we were hoping he would ultimately take, because he was a recruit that had other Power 5 offers. Isaiah Gay still waiting for it on a consistent basis, but I think the floor is relatively high just in terms of being a fifth-year type of guy who's clearly developed physically,
yes,
and has experience playing in the Big Ten. And Roderick Perry, definitely looks the part. And we saw him in flashes last year really look like an impact player in the middle. So would have liked to see him last night. Even Calvin Avery had a couple of moments last night. There was a 3rd and 10 where he rushes up the middle and gets a lot of pressure on Isaiah, which I felt bad for Isaiah.
I know.
And I think it was Jason on the text line. I do agree. I would have liked, if it's going to be a legit quarterback competition, which only that coaching staff really ultimately knows how they want to approach it, I would have liked to see a little bit more interchanging in that first half.
Totally agree.
Just to give him, Isaiah, a chance.
Yes.
Because he was out of sorts on that second team with the pressure that was getting back there. And there are moments still where his accuracy, to be frank, is sketchy.
Yeah.
But that, I felt bad for him at times. He did look better playing with the orange team in the second half. But other than that, I fully agree about the running backs. Thought Chase Brown,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not a surprise to us.
No.
Looks really good. Reggie Love had some really good runs as well. So encouraged by that. Donnie Navarro made some plays.
Yeah, he's quick.
That was encouraging. Yeah, he's got some burst.
He does.
Shifty.
Yeah, big time. And then, of course, the tight ends.
And
Barker didn't do much, but we know what Daniel Barker is, right? I've got all the faith in the world in Daniel Barker as a tight end, but I did like the fact that on occasion they would split Luke Ford and Daniel Barker out of the traditional tight end set. And or spot, or however you want to say that, to where a tight end would normally line up either next to the left tackle or right tackle. I liked that idea. And, of course, getting Luke Ford catches, that's what we wanted to see, right, as fans. So if Brett Bielema continues this wonderful, perfect offseason where everything he's doing is right, that includes recruiting the state of Illinois, saying all the right things. He's been halfway tough when it comes to vocal on Luke Ford and wanting more out of him. And then, of course, last night you see Luke Ford get 5 catches for almost 100 yards. And that's what we want as fans, because you feel like a lot of times, Derek, and this is unfair, but you know all about this with recruitings and the rankings. And but when you see a kid like Luke Ford that was that good out of the state of Illinois, goes to Georgia, and then you get him back and you think, all right, this is one of the highest rated players on your team, well, then I want to see something out of it, not 2 catches like last year. 2 catches for 15 yards. You're like, what? So last night, getting what we got out of Luke Ford, I felt like that's exactly what we wanted to see. But that said, they weren't forcing it to him. And Brandon Peters was making nice connections with Luke Ford, and you can tell he's got the ability to be really good. And I am not a keen eye enough to focus in on how he's doing blocking, especially from an angle where I'm only like 11 rows up and I can't really see above. So I don't know exactly how he did on the blocking schemes, but I've always heard he's a really good blocker. But that's kind of what the things like that are what Illinois fans want to see to get some excitement going for this coming season. And I think we saw that last night.
Yeah, definitely. And in terms of blocking, we'll probably learn more. It will take until game reps where it's ones versus ones and what he's able to do there. But he's got the body for it.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the physical gifts. And being able to hit him off the play action, that was exciting. Play action over the middle, I think that was his first catch. Another one where there's a play action, he runs a corner route, and Brandon made a really nice throw to hit him on the sideline. And then he had the one-hander for the touchdown, which was a phenomenal catch when Isaiah hit him in the end zone. So very good to see. And then also, like you said, using him and Barker at the same time. And there were times when one was split out. I know one play in particular, Barker was in the slot.
Yep.
And he had like an out route while Ford was lined up in the traditional tight end position. And it was also interesting to me, and I like it, sometimes the tight end is split off the line, almost not like a fullback,
right,
but kind of used in that blocking, and he can kind of cut to the backside and if you want those cutbacks, because that was something that with Peterson's offense, it looked like he was designing to have cutback lanes for a guy like Chase Brown. That is something that he's clearly talented at.
Should I read too much into the fact of how they use the quarterbacks? And what Jason had said is it would have been nice to see more of a fair competition in terms of maybe having Peters run one offensive drive, series with the orange team, and then the next time have Juice or Isaiah do the same thing. And of course, we didn't see that. They basically just said, Isaiah, see what you can do, man, with this blue team. And of course, he was running for his life essentially most of the game. But do I read too much into that? Because I would think, this is me, I would think that if there is a true quarterback competition going on right now, that's what you would have seen. instead of the fact that you had Brandon Peters with the majority of the time running with the ones and Isaiah Williams with the two. I just feel like unless there wasn't supposed to be a message there, and I know that's what we do, whether it be right. fans, whether it be, you know, talk shows, et cetera, I just feel like there would have been more of that. Maybe Tony Peterson and Brett Bielema know right now that Brandon Peters is going to give them the best chance to operate his offense, Peterson's offense, and so let's just go with it right now. Let's see how well he does in the spring game. And he did really well, again, against backups. But maybe I'll read too much into it, but that's exactly what I'm reading into it in the sense that Brandon Peters is your number one. That was not even close.
Right, that was my read on it as well. I know you want a quarterback to be able to get in a rhythm, and that was something that Brandon was vocal about last year. Sometimes Isaiah, even being slotted in for a play within mm-hmm. a drive, can kind of be tough to handle and be tough to deal with. But I would have expected if it was a legit, you know, mano a mano as yeah. far as a quarterback competition, maybe it's two drives for one, then two drives for the next, to kind of make that more even than a full entire half, and then to throw in Isaiah. So and it might just be trying to give Brandon every opportunity
Good call.
To win the job. And I think as far as his experience and what he's done, I would understand why they would do that. Maybe he's been the better quarterback in spring ball. Mm-hmm. We haven't gotten a chance to see any. I know that even those like Jeremy and Joey only get bits and pieces at the start of practice to really be able to judge it as well. But maybe trying to let Brandon have that confidence and to earn that spot by having those opportunities. And I would understand why they would do that.
Now, knowing football coaches like I do, I could totally also see Brett Bielema going, I want Nebraska to think that Brandon Peters is my number one, so I'm going to play him all spring game. And then whenever that rolls around, all of a sudden, Isaiah Williams, you're starting quarterback.
Maybe. You know they like to play mind games like that.
They're the best at it.
At the same time, it's like, I don't know. Like, beat what you – here's what we got. Yes. You got to beat it.
Yeah, and last year Nebraska couldn't. And right. that included Brandon Peters having his True. Best game. So, obviously, I think maybe I shouldn't use the word or the term. It isn't even close. But in my mind, Brandon Peters is your one, and I know that's what we come in thinking about. Tony Adams made a nice play in the secondary. I know that secondary is something that we'll have all eyes on and focused on as we go, but certainly the linebacker position, a lot of guys hurt there. Jake Hansen not hurt, but he didn't play.
Shimon Cooper, Tariq Barnes.
Yeah, so you didn't see the whole gamut. But listen, I give Brett Bielema and I give this Illinois football team and staff credit for what they did last night. They put themselves in a spotlight on a Monday night, 2 hours live on the Big Ten Network. You brought crowds, you know, albeit free tickets, but you brought fans into Memorial Stadium, which was wonderful. I cannot tell you what that meant. It's hard to say, and I wasn't emotional or anything, but it was so cool to walk up to the gate, have them scan the ticket and hear the tick, tick, like you're good. And then to walk into Memorial Stadium with other fans, it was just such a really cool. Reggie Corbin was just to the right of me. And obviously, which I didn't know, there was another guy to the left of me. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Derek, should I read way too much?
You were close to that guy.
Uh-huh. Should I read way too much into another guy that was sitting close to me?
Did he give you some side eyes because he knows what you say,
you know what?
Say about him 4-6?
I didn't know he was there until we were leaving. Like, we were leaving because we watched the Big Ten or the basketball team get honored. And then Andrew, I looked at Andrew. I'm like, look, I'll stay if you want, but I'm ready. And he's like, yeah, I am too. We were freezing. So we left after they did the celebration of the basketball team. And on the way out, as I was kind of looking, because instead of sitting, well, I told you, instead of the horseshoe, I was sitting on the east side there, and I was looking up at the murals. I was looking at the Red Grange stuff and everything, and it's been a while since I've seen that. And I like to look. I love Memorial Stadium. I think it is just one of the best stadiums you'll ever go into. And certainly when they redo the horseshoe and the east and whatever they're going to do there, there are touches you could do to make that one of the best stadiums in the country. But certainly that west side, and inside, and the old school feel you get when you walk in Memorial Stadium, it is incredible. Mm-hmm. And I love the Assembly Hall / State Farm Center now. I've always enjoyed that place. But back in the day when they were talking about should we redo Assembly Hall, or should we build a new one? I was all about building a new one because I had been in Kohl's Center. I had been in places like that to where I knew how much of a recruiting advantage that is for teams. If they ever said that about Memorial Stadium, I'll be the guy out there in front of the bulldozer saying, you're not touching this place, man, because it is a wonderful stadium. But yeah, as we're walking out, Andrew mentioned this guy.
Okay.
And I'm like, what? So,
good tease.
Should I take too much into it? We'll let you know who that is. I know most of you know, but we'll talk about that when we come back. Plus, I want to ask Derek, there was a couple of other guys that I didn't see when they honored the basketball team. So there's just a lot of stuff going on a cold night that's making me think. Maybe that kept me warm. That's good. It took my mind off the cold weather. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. Find us on Twitter. Just search at the drive 93.5. I'm at Lante ESPN. See you.
I'm at D Piper 247. Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to TanePiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at StevieJay.com, StevieJay.com. Or you can watch us live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, or Twitter. Just search Tane Piper or The Drive 93.5.
Okay, and if you're just out of work in news of the world, they found Derek Chauvin guilty of murder and manslaughter, guilty on all three charges. So it looks to be, at least in Minneapolis, calm has prevailed. And obviously they were waiting to hear what would happen there. But so far, right now, it looks like a lot of people agree with that. And we'll see what happens. Of course, you know that they will probably try to have something happen. The defense will try to get another trial, etc. That's kind of how it works. But right now, the news, the verdict just came down about 20 minutes ago. Guilty on all charges in the George Floyd case. All right, 359-2255. If you want to weigh in, it is The Drive.
Caution, a virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide Technologies in Champaign. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cybersecurity need. Take us home, Lieutenant.
There's a lot to look forward to. Growing your family. Opening your own business. Retiring to travel. Leaving your legacy. Busey Bank knows there's a lot of planning along the way. Busey is here to help you celebrate your life's milestones by putting your money to work. Learn more at Busey.com with thoughtful advice, trusted resources, and proven results. Busey's right beside you. Learn more at Busey.com. Member FDIC.
Your Fighting Illini men's basketball team are the reigning Big Ten tournament champions. Stop by Game Day Spirit to pick up your championship merchandise. They have the official locker room tees and hats, as well as other t-shirts and hoodies. Items like pennants, koozies, lanyards, and more are also available. These items will go fast, so make sure you get your Big Ten tournament championship gear now at Game Day Spirit, located at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign and 6th and Green in Campustown, or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942. Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Looking to remodel your kitchen with a brand new quartz or granite countertop? Look no further than Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. I'm Jay Lehman, and when I needed a new countertop, I went to Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. As a direct fabricator of quartz and granite countertops, they always beat the big box store in price. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath is running specials for a new year that obliterate big box store prices. Visit their store located on North Madison, Champaign, or visit them online at lutherfalls.com. That's lutherfalls.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. You know, when we talk advertising with our clients, in the back of everybody's mind is, what do I get? How much do I sell when I advertise on the radio? And you know what? It's a fair question. How much stuff do I sell when I advertise with you? Well, here at Stevie J Broadcasting, we have developed a unique and exclusive marketing program that guarantees people will spend money with your business every month and provide feedback as to what they thought of their experience with you. It's called Stever. Now, if your company's looking for more customers who I guarantee will spend money with you each and every month, why don't you at least find out what this is about? Call 217-840-9913 to get a quick explanation and start knowing what you get for some of your advertising dollar. 217-840-9913. Space for this program is limited. 217-840-9913.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Gold Jr. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Tell you about Rector Construction. Rector is the reliable roofing, construction, and remodeling company in Central Illinois. Spring is here. You wouldn't know it today, but it is. Regardless, it's
or
time to
yesterday or tomorrow.
Yeah. Still time to think about your crawl space. You can trust the team at Rector to thoroughly inspect it. Their main desire is to help better Champaign County, and that starts with you. Give them a call today or shoot them a text, 217-281-7000, or visit them online at rectorconstruction.com. That's 281-7000 or online at rectorconstruction.com.
Again, if you're just joining us, the verdict has been announced in Minneapolis. Derek Chauvin, guilty on all counts. I'm not going to go any further because then I would, again, as I mentioned, be over my skis with regards to what that means. The sentencing they'll do later. I don't know if they'll try to get another trial. I'm sure the defense will call for one, but that was the verdict, and everything right now looks fairly calm in Minneapolis. So, obviously, everyone, most of there agreeing with the verdict. All right, it is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper. We talked all about the spring game last night, how cold it was, and what the first team offense and defense was able to do. I thought it was interesting that, of course, McCourt is a heck of a kicker, but Caleb Griffin is pushing him, and Caleb Griffin is pushing to play, whether it be punt returner, which he lined up as one last night. He also, you know, has been running with the wide receivers on occasion. He's an athlete from Danville, and certainly it's a guy that it's nice to know you've got him if something were to happen to McCourt, but it does look like the way they did it, maybe there is a little bit battle there, and I think Griffin made more than McCourt. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We shall see. You want to be in a position where your kicker is not your punt returner this year.
That's a good point.
If that can so happen, just throw that out there.
I totally agree with that 100%.
A couple stats real quick I haven't pulled up. So Peters was 12 for 18, 291 and a touchdown. Mm. Luke Ford, 5 receptions, 88 yards, a touchdown. Mm. Navarro, 3 catches, 131.
Goodness.
91 yards after the catch.
Yak.
You like that.
I like that. Yards like after that. Catch.
Chase Brown, 82 yards on the ground with 2 touchdowns. Love had a touchdown, 63 yards. Hayden had a touchdown. Isaiah Williams was 2 for 3 on the first team with a touchdown, but only 2 for 10 on the second team with the blue squad, and the blue squad only had 42 yards of total offense.
Wow. Okay. So there you go. And again, I wouldn't look too deep into it. I think it's more of who looked sharp.
Yes.
And I think Brandon Peters looked very sharp. I thought the offensive line opened some holes. I liked what I saw out of that defensive line, even without Roderick Perry and Jamal Woods. And of course, Calvin Avery is huge. Calvin Avery
still waiting
was,
on that dude.
Oh, my. He was standing next to Roderick Perry. And I swear to God, they took up 10 yards. Just those two, back to back, side by side. I'm like, man, are they big guys. Who would ever be able to move that? I don't know, but certainly those are two guys that you're going to see in the middle of that line. And we'll see. And I don't know how cute Tony Peterson tried to be. I don't know how cute Ryan Walters tried to be. I don't know how much they tried to hide, but certainly it was a good showing by the number one group. All right, so there is a gentleman by the name of, is it Keith Randolph?
Keith Randolph.
That is from
Belleville West.
Belleville West. He, of course, played last night, and he's going to be a good player for Illinois and has been pretty solid thus far. Well, I think his buddy was in attendance, and his name is E.J. Liddell, who is the basketball player at Ohio State, who was here in Champaign last night, about 4 sections down from me to the left. I didn't realize it this at the time. Thank goodness he didn't know I was there, because he would have probably
come down. You waved at him on the way out?
No, I did not. I did not wave at EJ. I would have been like, hey, go ahead and come on over if you... Do I take too much into that, or is he just here watching a buddy?
I don't know. I don't know. You tell me. I mean, Keith Randolph is his good friend.
It's peculiar, though.
It is, for sure. Now, I don't know if EJ made the trip from Columbus. Was he back home? Regardless, people are going to read into it, for sure.
No doubt.
Absolutely. And I know Keith was upset when he chose Ohio State because he wanted his buddy to come with him to Champaign. And EJ had to know. So EJ posted on Instagram, which I'm sure is how you learned that EJ was in the building.
That is. Well, I'm not on Instagram, but Andrew.
Andrew probably told
me. That is correct.
Okay. So he posted that he was there and took a picture of Keith. He had to know that people were going to see that.
Yes.
And it blew up all over Twitter and the message boards and such. So I think he knew what he was doing.
Yes.
I think he knew what he was doing. And it'll be interesting to see. I know for sure. I know for certain. I don't think EJ wants to play the 5 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think he wants to play the 4. I think he knows that that's the best opportunity for him as a professional. Now, is that going to lead him to coming back to college and playing elsewhere? I'm not necessarily saying that. He's not in the transfer portal.
Right.
So it's not like Illinois or any school
out
there.
Right? He actually declared.
Right. So it's not like anybody is having direct contact with him right now, but There are questions, and look, Illinois was right there in the recruitment, tied in with the family. I know the family, there was some push to keep him close to home, and Illinois is close to home.
Hmm. And you know what made it a cute story last night is the fact that you beat him twice and you won a Big Ten tournament championship. If they would have won, if EJ would have won all those games and then come back and just a cute little thing that he's at spring game, I would not have enjoyed it, Trevor. I would have been like, get out of here.
I mean, it doesn't hurt that he's sitting there watching you hoist a trophy.
He said he went to the bathroom.
Oh.
He said, I think I saw
that. Is that what he said?
Yeah, I think I saw that when they did the banner. No, actually, he probably did see the trophy hoist. But they said when they had unveiled the banner down at the student section that he didn't see that. He was in the bathroom. Maybe he was checking out the pee wall.
Potentially.
I mean, he went, what, 0 for 4 from 3 in that championship game.
Right. And like all 4 of them you thought were going in.
Yes. Especially you're like, the one in overtime. No.
Yes.
I would have liked it if Underwood had just, in a non-tampering way, sort of morphed his halftime speech into a pitch.
Oh.
You know, as it echoes throughout the stadium. Kinda and like, we will not make a 4-4-4, play the 5-5-5. And just see his reaction to that.
Speaking of that, Brad Underwood yesterday.
You guys are absolutely the best. No doubt. The best fans in America. it this year. That was unbelievable. 16 wins, regular season, 19 counting the Big Ten championship, never been done. This group of guys in the last 2 years has won more games than anybody in the Big Ten. Absolutely. The sacrifices, the commitments that these guys made this year made it extra special. This was a fun group to coach. This was a group that has terrific charisma, that terrific personality. They loved each other. It was a family atmosphere. And I couldn't be prouder as a coach to have these guys representing our university every single day. The one thing I will say, we're not done yet. This group achieved a lot. Buy your season tickets next year because we're going to fill that building over there every damn night. 15,500 Illini strong. ILL.
Yeah!
He sounds like Bane.
He does. He totally does. That's a great call, Trevor. Listen, when he said that, when he threw out the D word, I was like, yeah, let's go. He fired me up a little bit. I was excited to see that. And let me tell you, Io, who had the mic and kept saying, hello, I don't think they hear me. He's so stinking likable.
He really is.
I mean, his smile and just, I tell you what, when they were announcing those guys, and of course they all had a really nice hand for all of the guys, but Andre Curbelo got a big hand. And Kofi got a big one. And, of course, Georgie did. We know why. I mean, he's our favorite, right?
Friend of the show.
Yep, friend of the show. Friend of the FCC.
He's not my friend.
Yeah.
Have we checked the mailbox the last 2 days?
I've been avoiding it.
I did just get my check from FanDuel, so I'm going to hold on to it.
Okay.
In case I need to just turn that right into an FCC check.
Actually, we're in the clear.
Oh, we are?
Joking aside.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, well, I'll just say I thought he was speaking foreign. Because he knows like 5 different languages. Mm. My mom was like, why didn't he just curse in a different language? I'm like, I don't know, Mom. That would have been a good call. But yeah, I'm sure the FCC still could decode that.
Was DeMonte wearing a shirt of any kind?
DeMonte looked really sharp.
Spiffy.
He did. He looked scholarly. Very spiffy. Yep.
The long sleeve polo, I think.
Yeah.
The glasses.
Yeah.
He looked great. It is funny, isn't it? Seeing those guys in ripped up jeans and, you know, whatever. I mean, it's just one of those. And I always just get a kick out of Andrew because he just loves Tyler Underwood. And when they introduced him, you know, Andrew was just like, yeah,
that's his guy.
That is his guy.
Grandison looked miserable. He was in like a full parka.
Kofi's dressed like he's getting ready to golf in Florida. I'm like, dude, it is cold out. All right, on the text line at 217 said, don't worry, Lon, I saw EJ and gave him an ILL on the way out. All right, so I'm going to not read anything into that with EJ Liddell.
It stinks that he has a best friend who was on the team, right? Because otherwise you're like, what is he doing there?
I mean, it's not even fair to even talk about it because it's dumb to even talk about it because, as Derek said, he's not in the transfer portal, so it's not like Illinois can reach out or he can reach out. But you do think, even if Kofi leaves, you've got Omar Payne to play the 5, and then EJ could slip right into that 4. Oh, my.
How many hours on this show have we spent collectively talking about filling the 4 spot? And he is the perfect
one of the biggest misses ever.
It's the biggest one in Underwood's tenure, for sure.
And not that Brad did anything wrong. I mean, I think he did everything right, I guess. I don't know. I shouldn't say that. Actually, and Derek's quietness right now will prove what he means.
I mean, we've discussed it before.
Yes.
Brad was in a tough spot based on how things ended with Mark Smith.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, it didn't ultimately work out. That's a 2-time Mr. Basketball winner.
That's
a first-team All-Big Ten guy from this past year. Ugh. He's a stud.
He is. He's an absolute stud, and in this day and age, it would be so weird to last year not even call him by his name to all of a sudden then rooting for him every time he comes out in the orange and blue. But you know what? You might as well get used to that because that's what we have in professional sports, and that's what we're going to get in college sports going forward.
That's true. And we appreciate EJ for the content today.
Yes.
On the air and going forward in this wild offseason.
We should have had him on, Trevor.
It's a missed opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been a really... All right, so there were 2 notable absences.
I'm sure your boy Chris Holtman would really have appreciated that if we
can you even
hold
do that
interview.
An NBA draft prospect who isn't transferring? Can you even get him on and ask him about?
That's a good point. Andy just asked a question that we're going to tease and come back with. There were two people that were not there when they introduced the coaches and players last night. Two notable guys that weren't there. I'm going to ask Derek Piper about both of them next. It is The Drive.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Berkey's, your local Kubota dealer at 2202 South High Cross Road in Urbana.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Your business loan is with one bank, your mortgage with another, your investments with yet another. Lessen the complexity and streamline your finances with Busey Bank. Consolidate your wealth management, business, and personal banking accounts with Busey and simplify your finances with one contact to help you manage it all. Busey, member FDIC.
Visit Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing in Paxton. They're the area's premier Linux system dealer. With a BBB A-plus rating and accreditation, you can trust their expert technicians to deliver the best heating, cooling, and plumbing services in our area. From maintenance and repairs on any maker model to the highly regarded AC and furnace installations, Dogtown is the name to call to guarantee your comfort for any month of the year. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, home of the $79 checkup and plumbing service call. Call 689-2166. Dogtown Heating and Air.
Scorpions Live. The Scorpions concert is brought to you by Game Day Spirit. Although, yeah, they'd probably cool. That'd be cool with that. McClain would be like, I'm all about it. Let's go. We're going to the concert. This segment is brought to you by Game Day Spirit. Two locations, Neil and also Green Street. All your Illini gear. I just kept looking around at all the cool Illinois gear and saying, it is time, Lon, to update again. You got to do it about every 2 years. Now,
absolutely.
With me, it's more of a body problem to where I have to update maybe a little larger 2 years later. But
in
no,
the
there
sleeves,
was,
right?
Right. Yeah, only in the sleeves. Yeah, nothing to do with the gut. But no, some cool stuff. And Game Day Spirit's got everything you would need. Jerseys, Georgie shirts, amazing. They've got Chief stuff. They've got everything you need for pretty much every sport, even little trinkets and stuff. If you're just looking for something small for an anniversary gift or to surprise your spouse or your son or daughter, they've got it all. So make sure you check them out, and you can do that online even before you go to the store, or you can order online, gamedayspirit.com. I'm still one of those guys that likes to go into the store. And I've said it 100 times, but if I ever win the lottery, it's the first place I'm hitting. And I am just going nuts. Everything that I've looked at going, I don't know if I want to pay that much. Then it would just be, and it's not because they're that expensive. It's just you can only have so much Illini gear, right? So it's like, okay, do I also need that? All right, Derek Piper, I did not see Orlando Antigua last night, and I did not see Adam Miller. Why? Is that broad enough?
Where do we start?
With
Orlando, I can tell you he was sick.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
That is something I know for certain.
I hope he feels better, and certainly that's not the kind of night you want to go out if you're not feeling 100%.
Correct. Absolutely. Now, his name has been brought up here recently, and there's rumors flying around about Kentucky having an opening on their coaching staff and that they would be interested in making a run at bringing O back to Lexington. Of course, Illinois fans would not like to see that.
Not at all.
Considering the guys that he's brought in.
Yes.
And Kofi and Curbelo and Andres Feliz.
And can I take it a step further? With the way now that you can transfer out anytime you want.
Yes.
Not that Andre Curbelo is married to Orlando Antigua, let's say. But certainly that is something that would worry me in the future with any coach, not just Orlando, but if any coach left and that coach was the one that really heavily recruited this dude, now you got to worry about that stuff.
Definitely. He recruited Alfonso Plummer.
Yep.
Recruited Omar Payne. RJ Melendez is coming in.
Kofi,
obviously. So that is one where it's pretty straightforward on Illinois' side is whatever they're trying to offer him, you gotta match that.
You gotta do it.
You gotta do whatever it takes to keep him here. And I'm sure that Josh Whitman understands that. And Brad was asked about a little bit yesterday about keeping the staff together and the importance of that. And that's what top level programs are able to do. Now, if he were to get an offer to be a head coach, you understand why he'd take that opportunity.
No doubt.
But I think you want to make it to where this is his last stop as an assistant. And not to say that teaming up with Calipari again and going back to Kentucky wouldn't be intriguing at all. And Kentucky's kind of in this, I hesitate to say with Cal, a desperation type of mode, but they were pretty awful last year.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make the tournament. And they need to turn that thing back into an elite program. And I would understand why Calipari would be really pressing the gas to get his guy back with him. But that is in the rumor mill right now. And but that was not the reason that he wasn't there last night.
And you would hope that in talks, you would hope that at least Illinois could get kind of the last shot, if you will.
Right.
You know, all right, if you are definitely interested in Kentucky and they are offering you this much, can you at least give us the opportunity to match it and keep you here with this staff? Because I'm pretty sure that Orlando Antigua really enjoys coaching with Brad Underwood, and he really likes it here at Illinois, and he loves his staff, and I'm sure he'd like to stay and see a guy like Andre Curbelo continue to succeed. And, of course, we always talk about recruiting because that's what it's all about, but the impact he had on improving Kofi from his freshman year to where he is now is the direct reason you have Omar Payne on your team now, because Omar Payne looked at that and said, I was one spot higher than Kofi coming out of high school. He's now an All-American, and I'm averaging 3.3. Now, I'm not saying that that was all because Omar Payne didn't get good coaching at Florida, but certainly he's looking at that saying, well, what did you guys do with Kofi to make him that good? You need to do it with me. So that's another big reason is the coaching aspect of it that we always forget. We always think recruiting. But Orlando Antigua knows how to coach bigs.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think if you're Illinois, you're telling him you don't need to go to Kentucky to make your case to be a head coach. Now, I know that worked for him the first time, but it has fully been put on display what you're able to do with Kofi, not only in being able to pull in that kind of a talent, but develop that, turn him into an All-American. If Omar Payne is next in line to be able to tap into his ability as a former top 50 type of guy and transition from being 4 points, four rebounds at Florida, then to being a legit Big Ten starter. And then also Curbelo. Curbelo comes back to college basketball next year, which he's going to.
Yeah.
He's going to be, I didn't mean to say it like that, to make people panic. Wait, like, whoa.
What?
What I meant to say is him coming back, he should be one of the more recognizable players in the sport next year.
Yes.
Just based on not only his charisma and flash and everything, but that dude can play.
Woo.
And Antigua is getting the credit for pulling that guy in.
Yep.
So I think that is part of, hey, we built this thing up. Especially if Kofi comes back, Illinois is going to be better than Kentucky next year.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
So there is a pull to keep O here, and I know he likes to hear a lot. So
yeah.
Up to Josh to make it work.
And there isn't a spot for Khalil Whitney. Sorry, Khalil. That ship has passed. That ship has passed.
Maybe I'm biased, but, I mean, in the last 4 years, Kentucky's cumulative record is 70 and 52.
Wow.
They just went 9-16. You just won the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Kentucky. I get he's got the connection with Cal and Kentucky's Kentucky, but like.
Totally agree.
Just from an on paper perspective, the last 2 or 3 years and going forward, could it be argued that going from top Illinois assistant to top Kentucky assistant is like a lateral move?
Hmm. I think you could argue it now, but certainly I think the obvious ceiling is higher at Kentucky, as we all know.
And Cal's his guy. So,
yep.
Like, I get it. It's just.
Yeah, because to review and then get to Adam Miller, to review with Orlando, he was an assistant with Cal and then went to take the head coaching job at UCF, is that right? USF.
Assistant with Cal at Kentucky and then also Memphis before that. So
okay.
Been together a long time.
Got it. So obviously those two are friends And there is that kind of a connection as well. So, all right, now, the other guy that wasn't there was Adam Miller. Was he sick as well?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
No, to me that says, from Illinois' perspective and from Adam's perspective, he's not currently on the team.
Okay.
I mean, he's in the transfer portal. And something that was the last note of yesterday's show that I was going to share.
Mm.
It's just, it's got to be frustrating, and I get it. Adam's got to make the best decision for himself and those around him and what he thinks is best. But for Brad, it's got to be especially frustrating. Just, and this isn't just Adam. It's going to happen in college basketball.
Absolutely.
But you're in an environment now where a guy can come in as a freshman, start every game, play on a one seed, get a ton of opportunity. Io, who he played in his shadow last year, is gone. All the opportunity is there for him to step into that role or just be the best Adam Miller he can be.
You can't set it up any better.
Correct. And he enters his name in the transfer portal. He's on Instagram Live a couple of nights ago taking questions from fans and saying, things need to get ironed out. I could maybe come back. These schools kind of intrigue me. Like, that's not what a coach who preaches everyday guys
yep.
and being all bought in. It just sounds
it's
like Adam needs to move on. Needs to find what's going to work for him and his family, and that's that.
And his family.
Can I spew as a fan for just a second?
Go.
Don't give me the I have to support and love everything he does and the tweets from him saying all but love to Illini Nation, blah, blah, blah,
right.
and then don't show up to the halftime thing where they're just applauding you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not a huge
maybe
deal.
Maybe Brad told him not to be there.
And whatever. I'm not trying to get too personal. Maybe they did. Maybe it, like Derek said, he's not officially on the team, so I guess why would he be there?
Sure.
But it just lends even more credence to my frustration with why do I have to stand there and just like applaud him for 10 minutes?
Exactly.
He didn't even show up to the thing where all he was going to do is be honored.
Yep. That's a good point, Trevor.
I just like, whatever, let's move on.
Yeah. All right.
But I'm not going to move on and be like, man, I'm going to outwardly root for that guy
mm-hmm.
wherever he goes and
mm-hmm.
watch every single. I don't have to do that.
No.
He didn't even show up.
Nope. Thanks for your freshman year.
Bye.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my take. But
And that's the case. And you know what? If he comes back, all's forgiven. Let's go. But, Derek, you're right. I mean, that's what coaches are going to face now. And I wonder how much of a learning moment that is for a guy like Brad Underwood. I have no idea if during the season he didn't want to start Adam Miller a game or two, or he maybe played him a little bit longer thinking, well, I got to baby him a little bit. I bet now it's like, I don't care. You could leave anyway, so sit down. You're not helping our team, right? Not that Adam didn't help the team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right, guys, we got to get out of here. We can discuss more of Adam Miller as we go along. We do not have a show tomorrow. Cardinals baseball got us off early last night, got us off early, is getting us off early tonight. And then tomorrow, no show. There's an afternoon game. So we will be back on Thursday ready to chat about something. I promise you that. So that's it. Derek, thank you, sir.